We're talking about Shabbos, and Shabbos appears in many parashiyos in the Torah, but certainly in Parshas Bereishis. It appears again in Parshas Vaschanon. At the end of the Torah, it appears in Shmos, in Parshas Yisro. It's part of the Aseres HaDibros. And what I'd like to take a look at is a mizmor which has become quite popular. I mean, it was always popular, but now it's even more. It's called Ka Echsof. And Ka Echsof was composed by Rabbi Aaron Kalina, who's, of course, a famous Hasidic giant. And he takes the four letters of Hashem's name and he spells them out. In the first letter of each of the various paragraphs, various stanzas. And the word neshama is spelled out by the beginning of the third word of each stanza. So if you look at the first word in each stanza, you'll see yudke vavke. And if you see the third word in each stanza, it has neshama. And let's just read the first and last paragraphs. Again, there are four stanzas. We'll just focus our attention for a moment on the first and the last. And he says the following: Ka echsof noam Shabbos. And Ka means he's addressing himself to God, and he says, how much I yearn, echsof, right, kisuf in my yearnings, for noam Shabbos, for the pleasantness of Shabbos. Hamas emes umisyachedes biskulasecha. The Shabbos unites with your special people, your chosen nation. So he's talking about misyachedes, a certain kind of yichud, perhaps a unity, and mas emes means it benefits us, a unity between your people, God, and the Shabbos. And that's something very unique, because we usually speak about a unity between the Jewish people and the Torah, the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the unity between the Jewish people and the Shabbos. Now he starts with a bakasha. Mishoch noam yirasecha li'am mevakshe ritzonecha. Perhaps we could translate the word mishoch. I understand that noam means the pleasantness or the delightfulness. Meshoch maybe means to bestow. Bestow on your people who are mevakshei ritzonecha, who seek to fulfill your will, noam yirasecha, the delightfulness of your, I guess yira would be reverence in English. Kadshem b'kedushas haShabbos. Sanctify the people with the kedusha of Shabbos. Hamesachedes b'torasecha, which unites with your Torah. Psach lehem noam. In other words, give them an opening in order to achieve this delightfulness, this noam, this pleasantness, v'ratzon, and therefore they'll achieve your will, liftach shari ritzonecha, and they will open up the gates of your will. Let's now fast forward to the last paragraph. Hashabbos Noam Hanishamos. He defines Shabbos as the pleasure of the souls. Vashvi, the seventh day, Oneg Haruchos. It's the delight of the spirits. Eden Hanifashos. It is the enjoyment, the pleasure of souls. Lis'adein Biavoscha Ubirasecha. That we can delight in your love. And your reverence. Shabbos Kodesh Nafshi Cholas Avosecha. My soul aches, it's almost sick with love for your Shabbos, your holy Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh, the holy Shabbos, Nafshos Yisrael, Betzel Knofecha Yechesoyim. He speaks about Tzel Knofecha, which are the wings. Knofayim are wings. The tzel is the shadow of your wings. the soul of Israel takes refuge in the shadow of your wings. And all this is a reference to the Shabbos. So the Shabbos is our wings, or is wings, and we take refuge in those wings. In other words, the Shabbos protects us. And Yirviyun Mideshen Beisecha, and the people of Israel, their souls, will be satiated from the abundance of your house. Now, what I'd like to study is the Slonim HaRebbe. And that's the Nesivo Sholom in his first Maimer on Shabbos. He starts by paraphrasing this Zemer Ka Echsov of Rab Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin. HaShabbos Noam HaNeshamos. Shabbos is the delightfulness, the pleasure of the souls. Hashvi Oneg Aruchos. It is the is the delight of our spirits. It is the Eden HaNefoshos. L'sa'adein ba'avoscha u'b'irasecha. So the way we achieve this idun, this delightfulness of Ava and Yira in our nefesh is through the Shabbos. And he writes, Shabbos Kodesh nafshi cholas avosecha. My heart is lovesick. My soul is lovesick for your Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh nefoshos Yisrael. Betzel knofecha yechasoyun. Yirviyun mideshen beisecha. Says the Slonim HaRebbe, Bipi tuyim elu, with these expressions, Matza hamashorer hakadosh, the holy songwriter found expression to ktsas mimahusa umitziyusa shel Shabbos Kodesh, to just the tip of the iceberg of the essence and the reality of Shabbos Kodesh. Very interesting that he, the Slonim HaRebbe, describes Rav Arala Mikarlin as the Meshorer HaKadosh. You know, usually those kind of words are left for the David HaMelech, or maybe for the Rishonim, like HaKalir. He's applying it to one of the Achronim, one of the great Hasidic masters. And then he writes the following: Achrei kol hanemar b'chazal u'b'zor HaKadosh u'b'sfarim HaKadoshim b'nigleh u'b'ministar. He says we can pile up endless amount of sources in Chazal and in the Sfarim that describe the Shabbos, both on a revealed level or on a concealed level. But Adayin, nevertheless, after all is said and done, and we've read all these sources, Atufahi Mistorin. The Shabbos is clouded in mystery. U'miskayim bo loshon Chazal, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. I have the Gemara in front of me here. I'll just read it to you quickly. The Gemara says, Tanya, L'adas ki ani Hashem mekadshechem, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Matana tova yesh li bebeis genozai, I have a special gift that's locked up in my personal treasure, the treasure of the king. V'shavishma. V'ani mevakesh lindo liyisrael lech vehodiem. Notify them. So this matana is something that's going to bring about a tremendous impact in Klal Yisrael, in their very essence. Rashi says, L'das ki ani Hashem mekadshechem, lo'diyam ani ba, shani rotza l'kadshon. God says, I want to sanctify the people of Israel, and I'm going to do so with the medium of Shabbos. But we don't find that other mitzvahs in the Torah are called a matana, that God gave us a gift. Here, in the case of Shabbos, the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a gift to Klal Yisrael. And that matana is a matana tova, which is hidden up, locked up in the treasury of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis Genozai. Lech ulodiyam, notify them that I am sanctifying them through the Shabbos. Says the Slonim Rebbe, going back to his presentation, Hainu, Shem Yucheles Mitzvah Shabbos, Mikol Mitzvah Shei Beveis Ginzei HaMelech. What is the significance in a very unique way that the Shabbos is a gift that was locked up in the treasury of the king? He says, Yad Zorim Lo Sholetis Ba. It's locked up in the treasury of the king. That means no other aliens, other than HaKadosh Baruch, other than the chosen people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a connection or are recipients of the Shabbos. Then the Gemara says that the Goy Shabbos is Chayav Misa. Ki he describes the Shabbos as Li'elo Mikol Dargin. It's above all the levels, Utfisa Chomris, of any kind of material comprehension. It defies all that. He Yoma Nishmosa. It's the day of the neshama. The lav yoma de gufa. It's not a day of the physical body. The he see. It's the epitome, the pinnacle of noam haneshamos, of the pleasures of the soul. The see oneg haruchos. It is the absolute culmination point of oneg, of the pleasure of the soul, the spirit. The Eden and Nefashos, Lis Adain, Biavaso, Virasa Yisbar. So the Slon of a Rebbe basically weaves together a lot of the different parts of Ka Echsof, of Rabarala, and he adds his own, he splices in here and there his own phraseology. And now in the second paragraph, Vieshlis Amik. Let's try to delve a little deeper below the surface. Mao Hamakar Vashoresh Haregesh Hamuflag. What is the source, the root of the tremendous emphasis on Noam Mesikus, the delight and the sweetness? Arevus is another word for sweetness. The Ava and the love that we have for Shabbos. Ad Klos Nefesh, L'Shabbos Kodesh. It's like an endless love that can completely overwhelm our entire soul. And he quotes another great master of Chassidus, the Torah Sa'avos, Sheshama Kruz Bashamayim, that he claims he heard a heavenly voice, Shegamze Shalom Edu Mekayim Es HaTorah V'Shomer Es HaShabbos B'chol Diktukeha. Someone who learns the Torah, he knows the halacha, he fulfills the Shabbos and observes it to its very minute detail. Im eino meunyan meorer levavo lahargish tanug Shabbos. If all this learning and observing of the Shabbos does not arouse within his heart a feeling of tanug Shabbos, how great and sweet Shabbos is, oy, woe to him. Kishayizke Leos, Peganeden Shom Loye Elikmo Safsol, Velo Yargish Eskol Tainug. When he gets up to the pearly gates, up to Gan Eden, he will be sitting on the sidelines watching everyone else. He won't feel that great Tainug. So there's something very mystical here, very much clouded in mystery about Shabbos. It connects us to the world to come because Shabbos is made in Olam Haba. It's a great matana. There's a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael over the Shabbos. No other nation can tap into the Shabbos. It's exclusively ours, and it's a gift that's locked up in the Beis Kenazai, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking out to give to Klal Yisrael. And it's very important that the neshama should climb, so to speak, should be elevated and aroused to understand and embrace the Shabbos. Because otherwise, you know, when it gets to Gan Eden, we'll be sitting on the sidelines. Another very important, unique element or feature about the Shabbos, the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, HaShabbos, V'Avodes Kocham Mazolos, Kol Achas Mishteyem, Shkula Keneged Shar Kol Mitzvah HaTorah. that Shabbos, like Avodas Kochavim, is as weighty as the entire Torah. Vashabbos Yos, Shevein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinenu Li'olam. And therefore, says the Rambam, Kol Over Al Shar Mitzvus, Harei Bechlal Rishei Yisrael, Aval HaMachal Shabbos, for the violation of Shabbos, to desecrate Shabbos publicly, Befaresi Areu Ke Oved Avodas Kochavim, V'uka'achum, he has the status of a non-Jew for all laws. But on the flip side, Kol HaShomer Shabbos Kilchasa, U'mechabdo Ma'anga Kifikocho, is from Mefurash B'Divrei Kabbalah, Scharo B'Yolam Hazeh, Yeser Al Aschar HaTzofun, Li'Olam HaBosh, and Emar Oz Tisadig Al Hashem, a reference to Yeshaya Novi. So we see the uniqueness of Shabbos is that if someone violates the Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, he becomes a mumar, he becomes like an akum, he's completely excluded from the nation of Israel. On the flip side, if somebody observes the Shabbos meticulously, the Rambam says, he has a great schar that is not only in Olam Haba, but also in this world, Oz Tisadig Al Hashem. And again, we're back to our original question. What is the great essence, the Tzumo Shel Yom of Shabbos, that makes it so unique that the neshamas of Klal Yisrael crave for the Shabbos, for the Kedusha Shabbos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift which is going to sanctify us, and that's the Shabbos. And the Rebbe goes on to say here that a Machal Shabbos ma'abed eshem Yehudi v'areyu ka'akam l'chol dover haresh Shabbos kovas miu Yehudi. That phrase, Mi Yudi, is a very popular historical phrase here in the state of Israel. Who is a Jew? And the Sol, the Rebbe says that in order to be a Jew, a person has to observe the Shabbos. Shabbos will determine his identity as a Jew. Let's put the Nesiva Shalom on the side for a minute. He goes on to a whole long discussion here about the Tzuma Shal Shabbos and the Dveikus between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let's ask a number of other questions and see if we can weave them together. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, HaMeshamer Shabbos Kilchos Afilu Oved Oved Avod Zara Kidora Enosh Mochlin Lo. Where do we find that you can swap a mitzvah for an avera? Here the avera is avodas kochavim. And to achieve a mechila for the terrible sin of avodas kochavim, what mitzvah could qualify? And the only answer that we have here is that there's one mitzvah that if you fulfill it meticulously, and that's HaShomer Shabbos Kilchasa, is even though he's an Oved Avodas Kochavim Mochlim. We never found that with regard to any other mitzvah. Again, indicating the unique status of Shabbos. Let's ask another question. The Torah says in Parshas Yisro, Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshah. So we have a mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, which is fulfilled not just on Shabbos but also the whole week long. Then in Parshas Veschanan, the Torah switches its language and it says Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So what is the deeper meaning here, the difference between Zohar and Shomar? Again, Al Derech HaPshat, on a superficial level, Zohar is Mitzvah Saseh, like Kiddush. Shomar is a mitzvah of shevi al taseh. It's a lo taseh of avoiding malacha, labor on Shabbos, that's formulated by the Torah as an essay. But perhaps we can discover a deeper meaning. Now, one thing that's interesting, in L'cha Dodi, which is authored by Alkabetz, he switches the order. He writes, Shomar v'Zachar b'Dibur Echad. That's a little bit of a pella, because Zachar is in Parshas Yisro, Shomer is way later in Parshas Vayeshanan. But he switches the order. And he's makdim Shomer to Zohar. Why is that? Now at this point, we want to raise the question of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav wants to know whether the word Shabbos is in singular or in plural. And he comes to the conclusion that sometimes the Torah calls Shabbos Shabsosai in the plural. So for example, Atot Daber El Bnei Yisrael Emar Achash Shabsosai Tishmoru Ki Osi Beini Uveineichem L'Doroseichem L'Daski Ani Hashem Mekad Shechem. But then it says, Ushmartim es Hashabos, ki kodesh ilochem, v'shom bnei Yisrael es Hashabos. It doesn't say Shabsosai in the plural, but rather it says Shabbos in the singular. So what is it? Let's have it. Is it Lashon Yochid or Lashon Rabin? And the Brisker Rav develops an entire thesis here that Shabbos has two elements to it. It's a zikaron for Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the God chooses the people of Israel and sanctifies them after he takes them out of Mitzrayim, and that sanctification is achieved through the Shabbos. Then there's another element in Shabbos, and that's Zohar Zikar L'maisa Breishis. And the difference is the following. Does this mitzvah of Zohar include Yontif as well, or is it only Shabbos? If you're talking about the dimension of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is something that includes and incorporates all of the Omen Tovim. Whereas if you're talking about Zechiras Maisa Breishis, that's Shabbos and only Shabbos. So since Shabbos has this plural, expanded definition of Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore the Torah calls it Shabsosai in the plural. But on the other hand, since the element of Zikar L'maisa Breishis is exclusive to Shabbos, therefore the Torah calls it in the singular Shabbos. But what we're trying to understand about Shabbos is to get an idea, perhaps, what we call a Gili Tefach, even one Tefach, to understand, to appreciate the Kedusha, that hidden element of Shabbos, and to try, b'derech ha-musar, b'derech ha-chasidus, to try to clarify what should we be aroused to do on Shabbos. Darkei havoda, we want to be zochet to the Kedusha Shabbos, what is the proper derech of avodas Hashem? Now, let's go back to the pasuk we mentioned before. It says, Ach eshav sosai tishmoru ki os hi. Truth is, in the ksiv, it says ki os hu. Hey, vav, aleph. In the kri, our tradition is to read it as if it said hey, yud, aleph. In the feminine. So, once again, we have to begin to analyze Shabbos under these two variables, the Os Hu, which is the Ksiv, which is Lashon Zohar, and the Os He, which is Lashon Nekev. Now, we already mentioned the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Yudam and Beis, that Shabbos and its sanctity is a Matana, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us in order to be Makadesh, the people of Israel. So, if you ask me, who sanctifies the Shabbos? The answer is quite clear. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sanctifies the Shabbos. Because Omer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Matana Tov Yesh Li Bebeis Kenasai V'Shabbos Shma Ani Mevakesh Litna L'Yisrael Lech V'Hodiyahem, says Rashi, Shani Ba V'Ani Rotzeh L'Kadshom. So God is being Mekadesh us through the Kedusha Shabbos. But on the other hand, the pasuk says, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That is a mandate incumbent upon us. We are called upon to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. It means that Kedusha Shabbos is generated by Klal Yisrael through the pasuk of Zochar Yom HaShabbos. We are Mekadesh the Shabbos. So what is it? Again, there's this dichotomy, because on the one hand, it seems clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mekadesh the Shabbos, and therefore through the Shabbos being Mekadesh Klal Yisrael, but on the other hand, it seems that we are Mekadesh the Shabbos. Now let's add two more questions. First of all, the Balei Kabbalah tell us that Shabbos is called a Kala, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives us the Shabbos, he is the Chasan, and Shabbos is the Kala. Or alternatively, you could say the following, that Shabbos is called a Kala, and we, the people of Israel, are the Chasan, and we come to the Kala, and that becomes the unity of Klal Yisrael with Shabbos. Now, there's a famous Avudraham, and he asks the following question: Yeshol, ma rov chachamim lesaken b'Shabbos tfilos mishunos zumizu. So we have Friday night atakidashta, Shabbos in the morning we have Yisrach Moshe, and Mincha time we have Ata Echad v'Shimcha Echad. In contrast, in Yon Yontif, there's only one Nusach HaTfilah for all the tefillos of Yontif, Ata V'Chartanu, and that's for Arvis, for Shachris, for Mincha. So the Avodah offers two answers. His first answer is that Mipnei Shabbos Nikreis Kala, Shabbos is the bride, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasan. Okay, that requires a lot more work, but I'm more interested in the second answer. He says the following: Shalosh Tfilos Elu Heim Keneged Gimel Shabbosos. Number one, Shabbos Breishis. Number two, Shabbos Shal Matan Torah. And number three, Shabbos Shal Yosid Lovah. And in the context of the Avudraham, it would seem that these three elements of the Shabbos, which is Breishis, Matan Torah, and Liyosid Lavo, are reflected in the three different philos of Shachris, of Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha. One second. He says the following. In his first answer, Shabbos Nikreis Kala, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nikra Chason, Tiknu Ata Kidashta. So Ata Kidashta is the Nusach HaTfilah of Arvis. And Al Shem HaKidushin Shenosein Achason Lakala. So the Friday night tefillah reflects Kiddushin between the Chasan and the Kala. Now, Shabbos morning, Yisbach Moshe, Al Shem Simchas Achason Vakala. The Akach, Musaf Al Shem Tosafos, Shemosim Achason Aksubas Hakala, what we call Tosefis Ksuba. And finally, Achakach Ata Echad, which is for Minchal Shem Shemes Yachid Achosin Makal. So we start with Erisin, and that's Ata Kidashta, Miloshin Kedushin. Then we go to Yisrach Moshe, which is the first level of Simcha. And finally, we reach the apex at Mincha time, Ata Echad, Shemes Yachid, HaChosin Makal. That's already after Kiddushin, that's Nesuin, that's Yichud, and that's reflected in the third tefillah of Mincha. Then, he has a second answer, in the name of Rabbeinu Klonimus. Sholosh Tefillah Saint Kedeged, Sholosh Shabbos, Shabbos Breishis, Shabbos Shabbat and Torah, the Shabbos Shal Yosid Lova. The Kachu Apirish, Atok Yidashto, Mayri B'Shabbos Bracious. Yismach Moshe, Mayri B'Shabbos Matan Torah. Ato Echod, Mayri B'Shabbos Shal Yosid Lova. Sha'ozi Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echod. Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. So we're beginning to see some sort of an insight into Shabbos, that Shabbos has these various elements, and amongst these elements we have Chasad and Kala, and we have these three levels of establishing that marriage relationship, and finally we have three elements of Shabbos of Gracious, Matan Torah, and Liyosid Lovah. Now, on Friday night, in the Tefillah, we say V'yanuchu Vo. On Shabbos, in the day that Shacharis, we say V'yanuchu Vo. Mincha time, we say V'yanuchu Vam. So what is this Seder? That on Friday night, it's Bo. I'm sorry. On Friday night, it's Bo. On Shabbos in the morning, it's Bo. And then Mincha time, Vam. So let's begin our discussion of Mahus HaShabbos V'Kedushasa, of Zachar, which is the male element, and Nekeva, which is the female element. This you'll see in the Ramban, in two places, in his commentary on the Torah, and also in his work, which is called Emunah U'Bitachon. We're not sure that he wrote it, but it's Miyuchas to the Ramban. And he writes the following: Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Parshas Yisro, correct? Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Then we get to Parshas V'Eschanon, and there it says Shomar es Yom HaShabbos. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad nemru. He's quoting a Gemara Masechta Shavuos that both Zachar and Shamar were enunciated by God b'dibur echad. Then he quotes the Agada, which is the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chav. Zachar Lizachar, Ushamar Linikeva. So when it says Zacharis Yom HaShabbos Kacho Zayin Chafiz Vavresh, that is a reference to the male element of Shabbos. And when it says Shamar Es Yom HaShabbos Kacho, that is a reference to the feminine dimension of Shabbos. Uksiv eshav sosai tishmoru lo omar shabbos el shabbososai. Why, asks the Ramban, is Shabbos written in the plural? Lufi shabbatsinu Shabbos zachar nekeva, because Shabbos has two elements, the element of the masculine and the feminine. Uksiv Shomer Shabbos Mechalo. Shomer Shabbos Mechalo. Shabbos is written in the singular. Uksiv Ushmartim Es HaShabbos, also in the singular. Ki Kodesh Ilochem Mechalaleh Mos Yumas. But what is the Ramban going to say now? Il Molei Shomer Lo Hayu Hanoshim Chayoves B'Kiddush Hayom L'Fishi Mitzah Seishas Magroma Kol Mitzah Seishas Magroma Noshim Pturos Ba shomer lechayvon shehu belosas. Like Moshe Omer, kol makom shenema he shomer pen v'yal eino ela lotase. V'chol sheyeshlo b'shmira yeshlo b'schira. The women are included in the prohibition, the losas, of not violating the Shabbos through malacha. Therefore, so facto, they are included in the positive mitzvah say of zohar. So let's go over these main points here. There is a zachar, which is a male element. There is a shamar, which is an akeva element. And when the Torah uses the plural to describe shabsosai, it's referring to this unity between zachar and akeva, this nesuin relationship. And it's got shabsosai in the plural to indicate both the male element and the female element. Then the Ramban goes on to say that Shabbos during the day and Shabbos at night are two different entities. Zechira, Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekadsho, is by Yom, and Shmira of Shomer's Yom Shabbos Lekadsho is only at night. So that the Shabsosai in the plural reflects these two variables of Shabbos, of Zachar v'Shamar. Zachar is the kingpin during the day of Shabbos. Shamar is the kingpin on Leila Shabbos. Zachar is the male element of Shabbos, and that's during the daytime. Shamar is the female element of Shabbos, and that's Shabbos by night. Again, we keep moving forward, but yet moving backwards in a sense, because every time we plunge forward with another element into the equation, we're always baffled by it. You know, we're baffled by the fact that Shabbos is a Matana Torah, a Tova, and it comes locked up in the Beis Kenazai, as we saw in the Slonim HaRevi. Anyone who's alien, doesn't have any Shaychus to the Shabbos, can't take away the Shabbos. We saw that there were three elements in Shabbos and three tefillos. The three elements are creation and Matan Torah and Liyosid Lavo. And we have a difference between Shabbos at night and Shabbos by day. The Ramban assumes that Shabbos at night is the female element, which is called Shamar, and Shabbos by day is the male element, which is called Zachar. These are some of the things that we have learned about the Shabbos that beg for a deeper understanding of the meaning, the essence, the sanctity of Shabbos. What's the difference between these two elements, these two variables of Shabbos, the Zachar element during the day and the Nekeva element of Shomer during the night time? The word Zachar, meaning a male, on a conceptual level, on an abstract level, means Mashpia. Mashpia means I give you something. Nekeva is Mushpa. She receives something. And in the Michtam Elio, Rav Dessler makes a gigantic deal about this. Now, I'm not sure, looking at the clock, if we have time to go through this whole Michtam Elio. Maybe I'll just summarize a few points here. He says, B'tfila Shabbos Om B'layla Bo, Yenuchu Bo. And by Yom we say Bo. Mincha time we say bum. Why? He says, who? The reason for this is Balaila, B'knisas HaShabbos, Kishaboyim Minachol. So we're making this transition between the secular mundane weekday and now the Holy Shabbos. Is Shabbos Yivuchinas Nukva. At night, Friday night, when we are making this transition from Chol to Kodesh, the Shabbos itself is an akeva. Why? Ki anu tzrichim lashpia lo kedusha. We have to impact on the Shabbos and instill in the Shabbos kedusha. Vehi, and the Shabbos itself, mibchinas kala hamikabelis. So nighttime is the variable of Nekeva, of Kabbalah. And the Shefa of Kiddusha that comes from on high on Shabbos is the Bechina of Kala. As we, like the Kala, receive the Shabbos. Masha Einkein, in contrast, during the day of Shabbos, we're already well established in the sanctity of Shabbos. And at this point, he, Nofela Nefeches, Shabbos makes a transition, Libchina Dechura, which means Mashpia. So, if we're talking about Friday night, there we are Mekablin. And therefore, the Torah is going to use the language of Nekeva to indicate that. Then we get to the daytime. And now the Shabbos is Hischazka v'Hisbasas Atzlenu. It's very well established, and we have this close connection. And he mekadeshes osanu. The Shabbos will sanctify us. Ube mincha, his achdus mashpia u'mushpa. So mincha is the ultimate pinnacle of integrating both the mashpia element, which is the zohar of Shabbos, with the hisachtus, with the element of nekeva, until finally we arrive at mincha as hisachtus mashpia u'mushpa. So man is both the active agent impacting on the Shabbos, and he is the passive element receiving, or he plays a passive role receiving the Kedusha Shabbos. So you may recall that at the beginning of our discussion, we found stiras. There were contradictions. Sometimes the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mekadosh us through the Shabbos. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bechina of Zohar to be Mashpia. We, on the other hand, receive that Kedusha, the Bechinas Nekeva, and we are the Mekablim. And that's going to be the difference between Shabbos at night, Shabbos during the day, and Mincha time. At night, we are recipients of the Kedusha Shabbos. Hence, at night is the Bechina of Shamar. Shamar is for the Nekevos. Then we get to the day. At this point, we're already satiated to some extent with Kedusha Shabbos. And at this point, Shabbos is a... Just one second. Sorry. Again, let me go over this one more time. Says Rav Dessler, B'knisas HaShabbos, we have to sanctify the Shabbos. Shabbos itself is the Mekabeles, and that's called Shomar B'loshen Nekeva. We must be Mashpia the Kedusha of Shabbos. During the day already, the Shabbos itself, that's a little different than what I said to you before, the Shabbos itself has become a well-established, anchored institution in which it is sanctified. And now, during the daytime, Shabbos becomes the Zohar. And Shabbos is now imparting and impacting on us. We are the Nekeva. We are the Mekabeles. Mincha time, we have a perfect hisachdus. We have a unity, a unification of Mashpia and Mushpa. And it's interesting because Rav Dessler says that once you have this so to speak, marriage relationship between the Zohar and the Nekeva, between the Shomer and the Zohar, that gives toldos. A marriage relationship bears fruit. And one of the fruit of Shabbos is the Kedusha of the next week. Every Shabbos injects or projects Kedusha into the week that follows the Shabbos. Now perhaps we can answer the question as to why the Lecha Dodi starts with Shomer and then goes to Zohar, whereas in the Torah it's just the reverse order. And the answer is that since at night Shabbos plays the role of a Mekabeles, because we have to sanctify the Shabbos, so the Shabbos at night is the Bechina of Nekeva, therefore in the Lecha Dodi of Alkabetz we're going to go through the Shabbos in a chronological order. Start with the night time. Well, the night time, which we said is the Bechina, Shabbos is the Bechina of a Nekeva, that is represented by Shomer. So it makes sense that in the Lecha Dodi we're going to start with Shomer and then go on to Zohar. And we can only ask about the sequence of the Psukim. That's a different question. But at least we can answer Alkabetz. So that at nighttime, our Avoda is that of Shomer, where Shabbos is a Nekeva, like Lila is always Nekeva, is that's where we have to play the more active role to sanctify the Shabbos. And that comes before Zohar, which is by day. And here it's the Shabbos that's being mashpia on us. And therefore, the remez, the Torah uses the plural form called Shabsosai, because every Shabbos has both the Nekeva of Shomer at night and the Zohar element of Zohar by day. So we have the female and the male. So when we say Shabsosai, what we mean is that every Shabbos really has two different dimensions to it. Shabbos is a bi-dimensional entity. It's got the Nekeva, in which we are Mashpia the Kedusha Shabbos, and it has the Bechina of a Zohar on Shabbos itself. Hence, the Torah calls it Shabsosai. And perhaps that would explain the Kriya and the Ksiv. On the one end it says Os Hu, on the other end it says Os He, depending on whether you're reading it, which is Hu, or, I mean, the reading meaning the text itself in the Torah is Hu with a Vav, or whether you're reading it Balpeh from the Ksav, and that's the Kri, which is Os He. So we have both elements. We have a Zohar element and a Nekeva element. We begin to understand why is it that on the night feel of Arvis we say the Anuchu Va in feminine, because the night element of Shabbos is the feminine element. Shabbos is now in a Keva and a recipient, but on Shachris we're going to say the Anuchu Va in the masculine, because Shabbos by day is identified with the Zohar. And then we get to Mincha Tzvianuchu Vam, which is his Achdus, a unification of the Bechinos, the various dimensions of Kedusha. And this is Achdus is going to be Mashpia Kedusha for the week to come, because we said that finally at Mincha time we have the Bam, which is both Zohar and Nekeva. It's that ultimate intimacy, the marriage relationship of his Achdus, and as a result, the entire week to come will be influenced by the impact of the parents. Right? There's the parents and the children, the tree and its fruits. So the tree is Shabbos, but the week to come is influenced and impacted by this bum of Zohar and Nekeva. And now perhaps we can begin to understand the Avudraham. The Avudraham says that every Shabbos has three dimensions to it. Gimel Shabbos. Number one, Shabbos Breishis. Number two, Shabbos Matan Torah. Number three, Shabbos Liyasid Lovo. The first element of Shabbos Breishis, which means that Shabbos is a reminder of the fact that God created the world. He says, Ba Hashabbos Hushpia B'Kedusha Me'esa Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is a slightly variant approach. Shabbos Breishis is the feminine because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world, he's being mashpia the Kedusha, and sanctifies the Shabbos. That's Shabbos at nighttime. That's the Bechina of Shabbos as an Akeva, as a Mekabeles, receiving, as it were, the spiritual impact from on high. Then we get to Shabbos in the morning. And that's the Bechina of Shabbos Matan Torah. And one of the 10 commandments that we received at Har Sinai is Yom HaShabbos. Now, the Shabbos becomes a mashpia, like a zohar, because during the day, Shabbos has the power, the potential to be mashpia kedusha, and to bring down sanctity through the Torah, that's Matan Torah, and Klal Yisrael are given the power to achieve great things with their actions. That's the second story of Shabbos. That's Yom of Shabbos, the daylight hours of Shabbos, which are the Bechina Mashpia. And finally, we arrive at Shabbos Shel Yosid Lava, which is a parallel corresponding to Shabbos Mincha. Mincha on the eve of Shabbos. And what happens is, we have a hisachtus of mashpia and mushpa. And that's the mincha davening, the anuchu vam. And that powerful marriage relationship between the zohar and the shomer, the two elements of Shabbos that reach its fruition on the third tefillah, the tefillah of arvis, is that has such a power of his achdus of both Zohar and Akeva that it's going to have peros and toldos, and it's going to be mashpia kedusha for the entire week. And finally, to wrap things up, we have an insight here from Rav David HaKohen, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva, and he says that the Seder, the sequence of Kedusha Shabbos, is also indicative of Nosein and Mekabel. And he sends us to the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim, which I have here in front of me. And this is Perek Chavav, Bir Midas HaKedusha. And the Ramchal says that Kedusha is Tchiloso Avoda V'Sofo Gmul. That's how he opens up the 26th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. That when we talk about Kedusha, we have to talk about, number one, Tchiloso Avoda, and number two, Sofo Gmul. Tchiloso is Hishtadlus. We have to begin with our initiative, our efforts, the Sofa Matana. At the end, we're going to receive a Kedusha passively. So we start with the active Avoda, we end with Gmul, in which we become the passive recipients of the reward. And this is the way we go about acquiring Kedusha. The same thing, in a parallel, is the various elements of Shabbos. First, we say that Shabbos becomes sanctified through our Ashpah. That corresponds to what the Messiah Sisham calls Tchilas Avoda. Then afterwards, is the Shabbos is Mashpia on us. And that parallels Sofo Gmul. The Gemara tells us that the Kedusha Shabbos is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael. Kasher bo lekadshon. He wants to sanctify them, says Rashi, by giving them the Shabbos. On the other hand, we say that Tchilas HaKedusha, which is Friday night, Naseis al Yidei Yisrael. They have the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night to be Mekadosh the Shabbos. This is not a stira, because on the contrary, this is a reflection of Seder Avodas HaKedusha, as we saw in the Ramchal. That first we begin with the human initiative, and then man turns around, and instead of being active, he becomes passive, and he receives the Kedusha. So the real Avoda, which he calls Tchilas Avoda, the Mesilas Yisrael's language, is Leil Shabbos. And that's when through Kiddush, we sanctify the Shabbos, we play the active element. On Shabbos by day, we reverse it, and we become the Sofo Gmul, the passive recipients of the Kedusha that we created, so to speak. But the Shabbos now has its own independent Kedusha, and it generates that sanctity to Klal Yisrael. And then finally we end up with the combination thereof, of both Zohar and Akeva, that's at Mincha time with his Achdus, and that's going to be connected the world to come, the Olam Haba. And the Olam Haba is the apex of these two elements, of the active element that we play the role on Friday night, and Shabbos becomes the Nekeva, the recipient. That's already Tchilas Avodah, where we take the initiative and we are the active agents. And then on Shabbos day, Shabbos has already been pumped up, so to speak. It's been activated. There was a chizuk of Shabbos. Shabbos has now its own inherent kedusha. Is Sofo Gmul. Now we can play a passive role, and we therefore receive that kedusha through the Shabbos. That's more or less what I wanted to cover. The only thing that bothers me here is that Shomer is at night, which is the Nekeva, and Zohar is by day, where we play a role as male. But we're now saying that the element of Kabbalah, where we become a Kabbalim, is Dafka by day. So I don't know how to reconcile the fact that... Just 1 second, maybe a thought crossed my mind. That at night we say Ba, and during the morning in Shabbos we say Bo. So Shabbos by day, therefore, is the Zohar element. But I'm a little confused, because we said that man's active avoda, the tchila, was at night, and during the day, man, you know, sits on the other side of the desk, and he is on the recipient element. But now we're saying that the element of Zohar, of Zachris, of masculinity is Dafka associated, integrated with the daytime. So I'm going to try to work on that and see if I can come up with some resolution. Maybe it's not a problem at all. I don't know.
What the Rav mentioned before, Shabbos together with Klal Yisrael versus Shabbos with Rabbanu Shlalom. In other words, the Kala and the Chassan idea. Is it Shabbos to Klal Yisrael, or right, the Rabbanu Shlalom using the medium of Shabbos to the Rabbanu Shlalom to Klal Yisrael through Shabbos?
Right. But wait a second, I think it's okay. I think there's no steer here. What we're saying is that Shabbos itself at night is a Makabelis. It's Yanuhu Ba. it's shamar as in a keva, because ours is a tchilas avoda in which we take the initiative to sanctify the Shabbos. Shabbos by day is a zohar, which means that Shabbos plays an active role. We are now passively receiving the Kedusha from the Shabbos. So that we asked at the beginning of today's discussion, there seem to be two indications. You know, Shabbos is Matana, Shabbos is Mashpia Kedusha on Klal Yisrael, we saw the Rashi. But on the other hand, we saw that we are being Mekadesh the Shabbos. That's our mitzvah of Zohar. The answer is that there are two elements of Shabbos. There's one element in which we take the active role to sanctify the Shabbos, and that's at night. And that's where Shabbos itself is called in a Keva Yinuchu Va, because Shabbos is the Mekabelis. We, through our Tchilas Avoda, initiate the Kedusha, and Shabbos is the Mekabelis. By day, Shabbos is the Bechina of Zohar, of Yinuchu Va, because Shabbos is now playing the active element as the agent that sanctifies us. Once the Shabbos has its Hizchazkus, now it can reflect back that Kedusha on us. And we play a passive role. And finally, the apex is when we have the integration of both the Nekeva and the Zohar, and then with Motzi Peros, which is going to be the projection of Kedusha and sanctity for the week to come. We'll just end the Shia by going back to the Abu Draham, who has Arvis, or the Leil Shabbos, and Shachris as the second tefillah, with its own unique nusach, and Mincha with its own unique nusach, as referring to number one, at night Shabbos Bereishis, and in the morning Shabbos of Matan Torah, finally culminating with Shabbos of Li'asid Lavo. And it works like this. The first element, which is the night of Shabbos, is Shabbos Bereishis. It's Keneged Bereishis. Bereishis is Shabbos in a totally passive capacity, because God is creating, and you know, during the 6 days of Masa, then resting on Shabbos. So God creates Shabbos as an entity. Shabbos is therefore a nekevat hushpa'ah, and it gets its kedusha, its sanctity, its status from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Laila. Laila means that Shabbos is the Nekeva Yinuchu Va, as we said, that's Keneged Bereishis. Then we get to Shabbos by day, which is Shabbos of Matan Torah. And here, the integration of Shabbos with Torah makes Shabbos into a Mashpia, a Zohar, because the Koch of Shabbos is to be Mashpia from its Kedusha through the Torah, in which Klal Yisrael receive their koach. Here they're playing a passive role, and Shabbos is playing the zocher, the active role. And finally, we get that mincha to Shabbos shali asid lavo. And at this point, we have as achdus, a unification of both elements, variables of mashpia and mushpa, from which the kedusha of Shabbos emanates for the entire week. We can begin to appreciate why, of all the mitzvahs, Shabbos plays a singular role. All mitzvahs bring us to Dveikus and Hashem. But Shabbos Kodesh is really the source and the apex of this Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from the Hashpa of Kedusha Shabbos, we receive the power, the koach, to face the week to come. All the challenges of the days of Chulin in the weekdays to come. And if that be the case of a person is Chas Shalom Mechal Shabbos, if he desecrates the Shabbos, he's considered like an Oved Avodas Kochavim, and Shabbos defines who is a Jew, and a person who's Meshomer Shabbos Kilchasa is, even if he worshipped an idol, he's considered Mochlim Lo, because through the observance of Shabbos Kilchasa, he becomes Dovek in the Ava Gedola Bashem. And it's like a Gershon is Geyer. And these are powerful ideas about the special, unique nature of the Avod of Shabbos. On Shabbos, we have this opportunity of Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can sanctify the Shabbos, we'll be sanctified by the Shabbos, and together with the Shabbos, we'll be able to produce a Kedusha that'll carry us through the week to come. And Mirza Shem will be Zocha to all these milas through our Avodah on Shabbos. Kedi Ratzon. Amen.